What's up, you guys? This is Anna.
Hey, you guys. It's your girl, Liz.
And this is Undateable Chicks. Woo! So we got a lot going on today. A couple of different topics that we're going to be talking about. And this is going to be real tonight. So I want you guys to have an open ear. And if you guys have any comments or questions or anything like that, feel free to message us either on here or you can go to our Facebook and message us there. And we'll be happy to answer any and every question that you have. So first things first, the number one topic we want to talk about is just healing. Okay. How do you know if you're healed and if you're ready to move on into a relationship? So the topic is, have you healed? So what about, have you healed from your last relationship?
I feel like now I have healed. It's been about a good year and a half. Okay. It'll be 2 years in November. So okay. I feel as though it takes that time to get all the toxic out and to really, you know, learn to love yourself again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So being able to basically separate yourself from this person that you've been involved with for a long mm-hmm. period of time is... It's a hard thing.
It's very difficult because you can start to have withdrawals from them mm-hmm. because you're so used and accustomed to their being there, mm-hmm. from them being there, just from their environment, mm-hmm. just everything, you know, right. I can taking that away.
Woo. I can totally agree with that. Even with my past relationships, I'm usually able to get over it depending on why we broke up. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes if you grow apart from a person instead of something tragic happening, yeah. like cheating or something mm-hmm. like that, you just simply grew apart from a person. I think that's the hardest part to like separate. Like when you break up, right. you constantly think of, what if we just was able to talk through this? Or what if we able just stuck with it mm-hmm. and work through it or whatever? It wasn't like we was doing each other wrong. We just wasn't for each other, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I guess that's my personal opinion about that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's definitely those what ifs is what keeps you mm-hmm. contemplating yeah. to go back and forth right. playing that. What's it that toy you used to play when we be in tug of war? Younger, the seesaw. Yeah, so you'll seesaw back and forth,
right?
Debating, should I go up or should I go mm-hmm. down? Right. You know, so that actually take effect in your real life when you're in a relationship,
right? And I think another thing that happens when you break up is you have time to figure out where you went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You find out all your problems that you had within the relationship. If you were the toxic one or not, mm-hmm. if you were causing issues or not, if you right. were the one that was insecure, all of those questions come about, and you're able to actually identify them once you guys break up and you're not together anymore, because it's like you're acting in it, you know, you're doing it constantly, you're doing these things, and it doesn't really come out or show until you're no longer having to do it no more, and yeah. you're separating, you're by yourself basically. Mm-hmm. So my question is, can a hurt person love the right person to heal themselves? And what I mean by that is, if you're hurt, can't you find somebody else to help heal you faster?
That's what we call a rebound. Replace
it. It is a rebound. That's a technical word, rebound.
Yeah, rebound. So I feel like it depends on what you want that rebound for. If it's just something sexual, then yeah, that would replace it for that time period. But if you want someone completely, the whole package, mm-hmm. then no, they yeah. won't be able to fill that void that you're lacking anymore.
And that's it. Personal experience I mm-hmm. had me looking for a person to replace somebody I missed. It didn't work out for
right.
me. And I was even more hurt because I was hurting other people basically because right. I was engaging and hanging out with them and getting mm-hmm. to know them. They started liking me. I really didn't like them. I just wanted to try to find that person that I had missed so much.
Exactly.
And we weren't together anymore. So
right.
it's like when you do that, you know, you end up hurting others. So yeah. I think personally, if you're a hurt person, you mm-hmm. should heal yourself completely before you dive into trying to love somebody else. Because if you can't love yourself at that very moment or heal yourself totally, how can you come into something, or how can you go and meet somebody else, or, you know, engage in somebody you probably already know, whatever the situation may be, and you still hurt? Because you're going to eventually carry on what you had in your past relationship into the new relationship.
It's true. And I know one thing I tend to do or have done, I'll rephrase that, is some of the similarity traits that someone else's they had. Mm-hmm. And then I don't realize it at first, and then I'd be like, oh yeah, just like so and so, or you know, so and so did this. You know, it can be some of the same things, like say they didn't have a job, or that person you meet, mm-hmm. they may be lacking something, right. or they have similarity as baggage mm-hmm. as your previous ex did. Right. And it's like, we don't really see those signs until we meet someone else, and we was like, no, I'm dating the same person.
That's really it. And you know? Realize that you really do have a type.
You do.
You really do have you a do. Type, and that's what you want. And I kid you not, the most tragic relationship I went through was an abusive relationship. And the abusive relationship, I love that boy stinking draws. Mm-hmm. And he was so bad for me. We were bad for each other.
Right.
Because, you know, being a survivor of domestic violence, you become a violent person when you endure so much stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So what I found myself doing is attaching myself to bad boys. We'll get into that later.
Yes, we got a segment for that later, yeah. guys.
So bad boys is something that is a turn off for me. It's something that, like, I go hard for a dude who it's not that they don't give a crap about me. It's just that they have ways that I should not be accustomed to, or things that I shouldn't deal with, like being possessive and being aggressive and being just, you know, I don't want you doing this, and I don't want you wearing that, and don't post that, and don't do this. And it's like they even had the same damn tattoo. That's a real weird part.
So what you think turns you on about
it? I have no idea. And it's freaking me out, because those type of guys, not saying abusive guys,
but just
physicality, the muscles, the tattoos, mm-hmm. all that, that's what turned me on. That's what I like. And I tried to date outside of that, mm-hmm. and it just didn't work out for me. I wasn't attracted to the people.
Yeah.
Damn, something just hit me in my head, right on the noggin.
God,
we're going to
save it for later.
Something just hit me. So it's like, you know, that's my type.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, that be my type, but then they had those same similar characteristics that I'm afraid of, and I take off running. I can't deal with it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to deal with it, because I deserve so much better than that, somebody putting their hands on me. But,
of course. Definitely that.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, you realize that. But, you know, to go back to the topic, which was, you know, can a hurt person love the right person to find them, heal themselves? I'm going to say no. Because you got to heal yourself before you try to move on with somebody else.
And it doesn't matter how long it takes. It may take 2 years. Mm-hmm. It may take 5. It just depends on how you are as a person and how much you need to really grow. Because that's where it starts. You have to grow and know your own flaws. Know your own weaknesses and what you can build to be stronger. So that way you won't make those same, I won't say mistakes, but you will be more conscious about what you're doing in the next relationship.
That's it.
You know, so it's all about growth. At the end of the day, we want to do better, you know, for everything. So, what the next question, we were talking about likable as far as, like, with relationships with the family members. Mm. So, we're going to get into, so if you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or even if your ex, how was it when you actually met their family, their mom, their dad, their siblings, sister and brother? So, what is an experience with you, Anna?
Well, most recent for me was a guy I had been dating for over a year. I have 2 children. He had none. His mother did not want him to marry me or be with me because I had kids.
Mm.
And they definitely showed it. She showed it based upon whenever I came around. And then, you know, it's people's preference. They have their own. They're entitled to their own opinion. But it was detrimental to our relationship because I couldn't be around his family because I can feel the animosity.
Yeah.
I can feel like whenever my kids came around, whatever, she would turn her nose up or whatever. She just didn't want it, which I don't blame her, but I can understand where she comes from because I had to think about it as if I was in her shoes. Mm-hmm. If I was a mom and my son, who's really technically just starting out dating, meeting a woman who has kids already, technically baggage already, how would I feel with my son taking on a responsibility that technically is not his?
Not even close to it.
So that's how I thought about it. I wasn't mad at her, but that's something I went through. She did not like me. His brothers thought that I was using him for financial gain because of the difference. I'm not saying I'm all that in the back of chips.
Listen, y'all, I hate to put this on pause, but I'm looking at Anna and y'all, this wig she has on is giving me so much life. I just love it. It's fitting her complexion. Yes, sis.
Girl, body, body. Y'all don't understand.
You better work. You better
check out. Yes, check out my IG, honey. I walked, honey, tonight, honey, at Anna. Stop at 25, baby, because I walk with this. This hair is lit. Okay. All
right. So, I just had to shout you out real quick.
Yeah, so basically, you know, his brothers thought that I was using him for financial gain, meaning that I was using him for money. Mm-hmm. And that I wasn't genuinely serious about him. And that wasn't the case. I really care about that boy. But, his family couldn't see that. I feel like people judge me based on what I look like. People think I'm stuck up. Mm-hmm. They think I'm bougie. They think I'm a gold digger. They think I'm this. I'm thinking that. And nobody actually gets the chance to actually know who Anna really is. I'm very humble and I'm caring and I care about people in general. And I don't judge people based on what they look. Because if you take care of me, if you treat me right, if you constantly on my line, I'm going to treat your ass like a king. Because that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, just to go back to his parents, when his mama wasn't fucking with me at all. And I did have a parent that loved me to the most where I still associate with the parents, even though I'm not in a relationship with the person, where they trying to hook it up. I want you in the family and that kind of thing. So, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can.
What about you?
I have two experiences. The most recent one would be similar to yours with the parents actually being lovable. But it was, like, on two different levels. Like, his mom's side, they adored me. They loved me. But, like, his dad's side, they was really uppity. And, you know, when I came around, it was like, oh, you know, real dry. Like, hey. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, okay. Even though his parents wasn't together because, you know, they have separate families. But I can definitely tell the vibe difference between the two when I came around them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love his family on his dad's side, you know, especially his sister. Me and her are still close, so it was always love, you know. But on his dad, it was just I just kind of steer away. I didn't really communicate too much. I didn't really feel like I had much to say, so you know, there's nothing for us to discuss. So then I had one when I was in high school. I'm gonna throw it back.
Ooh. Awesome.
Right.
Oh, hey.
Okay. I was dating this guy, and he lived with his grandmother. So when I used to come over there and visit him, you know, you in high school, you only trying to smash, really. Mm-hmm. When I tell you this lady be on my line, Anna, it don't matter. We can be sitting in the living room like this, just chilling. She's like, what are you guys doing? You need something?
Right.
Here, turn the TV. It's too loud. I'm just like, this lady's getting on my doggone nerves. Go somewhere. You know what I'm trying to do?
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was definitely an experience to meet the other family, so the other side of the fence.
Yeah, so I want to ask the listener, so think about this. How would you react if you were a parent and your child brought someone home that you didn't approve on? And whether it was the way they look, whether it was the way their background, they didn't have anything really to offer, but your child is head over heels in love with them.
Yeah.
Go ahead and shoot us your feedback. You can hit us up on Facebook at Undateable Chicks with a Z. That's going to be, you know, Undateable, then CHICKZ on Facebook. And, you know, you can always, you know, DM me on IG at AnnaStopper25, or you can DM Liz at KittyYall, KittyYall, on IG. So, yeah, hit us up and let us know what your response would be if you had a child that you did not approve of their, you know, their significant other. How would you, you know, handle the situation? Because I've dealt with the worst of the type of handling situations of just straight out being not even acknowledged that I'm in the room.
And that right there.
Yeah. And then, you know, I have so much to offer. It wasn't like I was just a bum.
Right.
With two kids, not saying you got to have a degree not to be a bum. But, you know, I felt like I had a lot to offer him. And, you know, but I just had two kids. And I basically was divorced and everything. Like, I just understand why she didn't like me.
Yeah.
She thought, like, she literally did not like me, and I don't understand it.
Girl, to this day. It's just like that, and people are like that. And then what makes me upset are the ones who are so two-faced that you meet on their side of the family, and they'll speak to you to their convenience.
Yep.
You know, when it's convenient for them. Now, they're around their family and someone else, and then you walk in the room or you're at a cookout or a barbecue, then they just turn your nose up. Yep. Like, you know, I'm like, you was just kikiing, ha-ha, with me last Saturday when I was over here, but now you got your auntie, your cousin them over here. Now you show giving me your ass to kiss, basically.
That's how it goes.
So if this is the type of family that you own, like, are you going to even be willing to stick up for me if some shit hit the fan, you know? So those are all the questions that you have to think about when you're dating someone and, you know, their family starts to get involved, because it's going to be a potential fiance, you know? Mm-hmm. And you need to know who your kids are going to be around, if you already have children or if you don't, if you guys plan on having kids, like, how would they react to your family once they start to be more and more involved around each other?
And it's like, you know, you don't want to say other people's opinions matter, but in a sense it does. If for me, if your parent don't like me, I want to know why.
I'm
already one of those people that I like constructive criticism. You know, when I go on a date, I'd be, how was it? I mean, what do you think? Like, what's going on? What could I have done better in this situation? So that's just me, right? That's just who I am. So I would want to know. So I think it's very important for your parents and family to get to know who you're going to be with, so that, you know, they can actually get to know. And let me tell you the number one mistake people make, because I do it too. Don't tell your family when the person pissed you off, because when tell them, you will forgive them, but they will never forgive them. And they'll always think about that to the day they die, of what that person did to hurt their family member. So if y'all have disagreements, arguments, fights, keep that crap to yourself.
Please keep
because
it.
I've learned personally that when you do that, it ain't no back. Like, my best friend can't stand one guy that I'll be talking to. You know what I'm saying? She cannot stand him because of what he put me through or what he did in the past. But I forgave him. She didn't. And vice versa with her.
Right.
I can't stand her ex dude. You know what I'm saying? And she was ever say, I'm talking to so-and-so, I'm probably going to fight my best friend because I don't like him.
Right.
So, yeah. So, that's just it. So, I think that's something that we have to start doing. And I know it's like it be urging us to be like, oh, I want to vent. I want to tell somebody this.
I
want to
call them.
Write that shit down, son. Write it down. Record that shit. Talk in the phone. Talk to God, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Do not tell your family members what your significant other did, because they're going to hold that to them for the rest of their life and the rest of y'all relationship. So, just don't do it.
Don't even matter how bad it gets. And you know he wrong, whatever he did. But you gotta just keep it to yourself. Because if you vent to someone about it,
they're going
to
hold it.
They're going to hold it. They're not even going to want to come around. You know.
That's
me. Right, me too. Like, I won't even want to come around. I'll just be like, okay, I'll just see when I see
you. Yeah, because it's like, you hurt somebody who I love. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to forgive you. I just, honestly, I don't. I've had a friend like that before, and that situation, like, I'm cordial, but I don't fuck with her dude. I don't like him. He don't really need to say nothing to me. Because you fuck my friend over. And I ain't gonna never forgive that. She might forgave your ass, but I didn't. She should have kept that shit to herself and never told me.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's
So, moving on to the next one. I think we should have a small break. Like, a break just the, what we gonna do? What we gonna do for this break?
We can, let's see. Because this right here finna get juicy.
It is. Yeah, this next.
So,
this
we gonna
listen,
have to just,
this next segment is juicy. And I need y'all to be listening. Hey.
Can you get juicy for me? Can you make it juicy for you?
So, I do want to mention a guy who I recently saw his IG. And I'm trying to see if I can pull it up.
And y'all know tomorrow is the 4th of July. So I need everyone to be safe. And if you're going to partake in all the festivities and celebration, do it.
All right, you guys. So we're back. We had a few little technical difficulties, but we're back. I was just saying that I want you guys to check out this guy named Ace Metaphor. He has some awesome videos. And I want you guys to check out one in particular called How Can You Turn a Hoe Into a Husband? All right? And that's a man talking about other men. So not he's not a I'm not gonna throw shots at my dark skinned brother that I love so much. He be they throwing so shots. Yeah, he throw shots at men all the time. I ain't gonna say his name.
Don't do
but
it.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. He not one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He basically tells it from both sides. So he blame women, he blame men. Everybody has their own faults and he brings it to an attention that we need. So long story short, we're gonna go into this next topic, which is juicy.
Super juicy.
Juicy. So why did good girls like bad boys? Because we're retarded. Okay, so the topic is what is a good guy and what is a bad guy and what makes them these things? So I'm gonna let you start. What is a good guy?
A good guy is someone who is persistent. They're consistent and they definitely show their qualities and what they have to offer. I don't think they always show it automatically, because I feel like they'll ease that into once you start to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I think a good guy is? Now, it depends on who he is and, you know, their maturity level. They'll really kind of take their time. They're very patient.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a key, too. They learn to really be patient with the woman that mm-hmm. they're interested in. Because if they really like you like that, then they're willing to not only wait for sex, but they're willing to get to know who you really are, and if they are even wasting their time. Mm-hmm. If they're wasting their time, they're not gonna stay.
Right.
So I feel like that's what a good guy is. What about you?
Okay, so a good guy for me would be the same, consistent. They're goal driven. They have all the qualities you want, plus add more, and they add value to your life.
Yeah.
So if they were to leave your life today, you would be missing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a good guy is.
They instill something into you that you was missing.
Right, and you can learn from them. That's me. I love learning from a man. Mm-hmm. I like learning anyway, period. But from a guy who's interested in me or who want to date me, if I can learn from you, then I can love you. And that's just how that works. So that's what I would say a good guy is. Typically, the stigma with good guys is that they're not always attractive. We don't like them.
You're right.
And we always overlook them.
They be lame sometimes.
They be lame. But you know what? I'm not going to even sit up here and say that I'm going to be able to deal with that. Because I tried it and it didn't work. So, that being said, I'm not. I feel like this with that situation. Okay, he is a good man. However, if I'm not attracted to you, if, you know, I'm trying my best to learn to love you the way you are. If mm-hmm. I want to change anything about you, I have no business occupying your time. I'm wasting your time. You need somebody who's willing to do that.
Yes.
And I'm just not willing to do that. I'm just not willing to do it. So with that being said, I love a good guy. I have yet to have a good guy that I was actually attracted to come through my path.
So you telling me you haven't found or had a good guy who was attractive?
Who I was attracted to.
Oh, who you was attracted to.
It's guys out there that's fine.
Yeah.
But
you wasn't attracted to
I wasn't attracted to
Was you not attracted to, was it the, well, it had to be a physical.
It's physical and sometimes, it's not even the physical always. Sometimes it's their mannerisms. Sometimes it's the way they attitude. Sometimes the way they talk. Girl can be they dang on teeth. And I just can't do it. It might be the habits. They might drink too much. I'm not attracted to it. I'm just not attracted to it. And so, not to say that all good guys are ugly. That's not what I'm saying, y'all. So, don't think that. But what I mean is that good guys sometimes tend to have this stigma, like I said, that don't nobody want them. And we're not going to sit up here and act like ugly and big and fat guys don't cheat, because they do.
They do, indeed.
They motherfucking do.
As long as they can get some pussy.
Honey.
They gonna get it.
They, that's what they do. So, you know, like I said, that's just my personal, you know, what I've gone through.
And, you know, an interesting fact is about Childish Gambino. He said that he tried to date black women and they wasn't attracted to him because the way he is. You know, he's kind of nerdy and, you know, he's kind of like bizarre, especially with his music mm-hmm. and the way he acts. So he ended up marrying a white woman. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that something else. But just to know.
We need to go into that.
We're going to go. Okay, let me just finish real quick. It's just, you know, we will kind of not be intrigued by someone who is like Childish Gambino. And I'm not gonna lie, like, if he would have said him, I'm like, nah, nigga, I ain't fucking with you. Like, I can't
He's
understand.
He's kind of weird.
He is kind of weird. But
see, that's where my thing is. He he let that one black woman veer him off. Because I like weird niggas, okay?
Yeah.
I like weird dudes, okay? So that's just it.
Weird niggas got some good dick.
I mean, like, for me, if a guy's different, he's like me. Because I'm considered weird to a lot of guys. I am very weird to people. And it's not that I'm, you know, I look weird or nothing. It's just the fact that I find it, I'm like in awe with people eating. I love to watch people eat. That's something I like to do in my pastime. And I found it like, I love it. It makes me feel good to see them enjoying a goddamn sandwich. And then when they take a double bite, I ain't gonna go into it. But what I'm saying is, people find that weird. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, have Childish Gambino have walked up to me and said anything, I would be like, what's up, bruh? What it is?
Because he's cute, though. He's not ugly.
He's not ugly. He just, like I said, he's just weird. He's considered weird. We don't know what weird is. We can see the definition all the time, but people have their own definition of everything. Mm-hmm. Some people find me ugly. You know what I'm saying? And I find people who the other people think they fine, I find them like, ooh, that be like a possum. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're right about that. Because, you know, what's another stigma is, I know sometimes they feel, I hate to get into color, but you know, they feel like the lighter your skin is, the more pretty you are.
Yeah.
And that's not so much the, that's not
child,
true at all.
Baby, because I done seen some child. Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna leave that alone though.
We gonna leave that alone. Colorism, baby.
Right.
Colorism. So I think we should dive into this, you know.
The good guy dating.
Yeah, the good guy. Yeah,
the
race. The good black guy dating outside his race. Now I ain't gonna, let me tell y'all something. I don't give a damn about color. All right.
So we already talked about.
We done talked to white dudes ourselves. So I don't judge people based upon, you know, interracial dating. I'm not against that. What I have a problem with is when a black man has to put his black sister down to basically, you know, not really. What is the term I'm looking for? He got to make up for the fact that he dating a white woman or a Chinese woman or whatever. He got to like make an excuse of, well, the only reason why I'm dating them is because black women loud. They loud. They got too many kids. Mm-hmm. You know, making they ghetto.
What his persona of black women
right
are, and that's not who we are. Because you know, most of the time, that's how they mama.
Yeah,
and then they be looking at us. You been living this whole life.
You know what? That's one thing I did see. I watched somebody grow up. He did not date black women because of his mama. His mama was, you know, she neglecting him. She was always in the club. She always made sure she was straight. She never checked on her kids. And so in his mind, all black women were like that.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to, well, I'm not going to say we because I'm not a man. But that's where men have to, like, accept the fact that, hey, your mommy messed up. She did. But you can't say that all women are like that. Because that would be messed up. Like when I was dating that white guy, he kept saying that, oh, well, all black men do is have all these babies and wear Jordans. I'm like, first of all, the guys out there don't even wear Jordans. They be wearing fucking Nikes and shit. Like, they just wear regular old Nikes, plain. Like, that's a stigma. That's what he had in his mind. That's how all black men were.
Yep, and you never know how white women perceive us.
Right.
You know, they automatically think, oh, well, she got a big butt and, you
know, like, she a whore,
she loud, and she's always going to cause conflict. It's always going to be drama behind it. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's not that at all. It's just our demeanor is so strong, and we're not willing to just accept anything.
We're confident.
Very confident, and we're not going to stand down for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Man or female, it does not matter. We're going to stand up for what we believe in.
And see, when we do that, we get labeled as angry black woman.
Oh yeah, always.
I hate that. You know what? I went through a situation with my job where my Caucasian manager said "you people" to me one too many times, and I basically was like I don't understand why you keep saying "you people." Like, what do you mean, you people? People? You mean plus size people? You mean people with natural hair? Like, what do
Get
you
technical.
Mean? You
like people? Break it like, down for me, bro.
You mean black people? Because it's just me. I'm the only black person right here. You're talking about my race.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I call her out on it. And I didn't. I'm talking to her in this tone that I'm talking to you guys in. This is my tone of voice. I can't change it. It's a little deep. It's a little high. It goes up and down.
Fluctuate.
My tone. I don't even have an attitude right now. It's just my voice. And this helper said, calm down. I'm like, bitch, I'm not even doing anything.
I'm not even getting loud.
But if you want me to turn up, I will turn up. I didn't turn up because I know my place when it comes down to the workplace. But anyway, that's another topic. So let's go into bad boys.
Oh, yeah. Bad boys.
Bad boys, bad boys. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they throw that dick at you? All right, so I personally feel that there are no bad boys.
Really?
I think that guys have these characteristics about them that are icky, are nasty, are trifling as hell, but they also have good qualities too. So they're not like all around bad. I don't like that term because I don't want to be labeled as being a bad person.
I think you just don't like labels, period.
I don't. But, you know, I just feel like in my past, I would have said I've dated bad guys
before. Yeah.
Like, I have dealt with guys who were, you know, I hate doing the tatted thing. Because tattoos don't make a person bad.
No, it doesn't. That's because, yeah.
Girl. Sorry, it don't make a person bad, however.
And we didn't even, we wasn't even the ones that started tattoos, if you want to be technical. Right, like, right. I mean, when tattoos really got to be evolved, majority of people you saw with tattoos were white men. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So it's, like for me, the guys I have dated who we would consider bad, which was the cheaters, the guys who kept lying for no reason. I got a story for y'all at the end of this, too. Just be lying. Like, who asked you for that lie, bruh? You know, those are the ones that we consider bad guys, but they also have a sweet part. Like, they actually genuinely care about you. And they show you your love that you need. And they, you know, they do things that we would say, oh, only the good guy would do it. So, that's just my personal opinion about that. What about you?
I have dated bad guys.
What's a bad guy, though?
What's a bad guy? Let's see. What's a bad guy for me? I say drug dealers.
Ooh! Girl, my scary ass can't never do that.
Drug dealers, they bad. Like, they breaking the law. They don't care. They're a little reckless.
Turn us on.
You know what I'm saying? It does. It makes me like, wow. You gonna do all that? You not scared? And they be like, hell no, I ain't scared.
Girls and our happy ass in the past. Happy as hell. There right. We
but some of them blue lights come on. You be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, nigga, please get me out. But yeah, that would be my definition. Like, drug dealers, niggas who just, you know, just cutthroat, just raw, you know, I guess that would definitely be bad boy. And they don't have to stay that way because people, you know, change. But yeah, that would be my definition of bad boy. So
so I want to hear from you guys. We, you know,
let us know how you feel about what you know,
send us DM me, let me know what you think a bad boy is, because I want to know, and then tag them so I can put them on blast.
We're gonna put y'all out. This is what we do on this show. We're gonna put you out. We want you to know that this is who we are. So make sure you guys tag them. Let them know what's going on.
Right.
So, yeah, that's bad boy.
I'm talking to a bad boy right now.
Feel good, don't
he? He tried my whole life, y'all. Okay. All right. So, with the bad guy, good guy scenario, because it's like, I feel like some bad...
So, which one would be, I don't want to say your preference, but... The bad guy.
The one that don't... They act like he don't want me. That's what I like, because my brain's stupid.
It's not.
You know, I hate that. I hate my brain always do that. Somebody can really just straight up ignore me. My dumb ass gonna text them the next day. What happened? Bruh, they ain't feeling your ass or...
No, I wanna know why.
I wanna know.
Why you ain't feeling me. Tell me.
Tell me. Details. Give me an exit interview. I need an exit interview.
I need closure. Because if that's I have closure, then I'm gonna be stalking
you. That's the crazy part. I will... Continuously, somebody can ignore me, not answer my calls, don't call me back. But until they tell me they don't want to talk to me no more, that's the only time I take that bet. Let me shut the hell up because I'm lying like shit. Somebody told me what else we had to talk about, and I hit them up 2 days later. What you doing?
Now, what you saying?
You said, where
that?
Huh? Oh, you say you miss me.
Where we going? You coming to get me? Okay.
Right. So quick story, y'all, before we end this.
Right, go ahead.
So I went on a date with a guy a couple months ago, right? And we met on LinkedIn. And you know, LinkedIn is a, you know, business. Usually I don't never get hollered on there, you know what I'm saying? It's always business, you know what I mean? So somebody hit me up and he was cute or whatever. And he worked for a company I'm trying to get at. So I'm like, ooh, connect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I was thinking about. So I'm like, okay, and he worked in the HR department. So I exchanged numbers with him. I talked to him, and you know, he's from New York, and he's like, He like one of them down, you know, he got deep voice.
Ooh, New girl, York. Them New York rough. Voice. Oh, you got that rough voice.
He was rough and he was thick. You know, I love me a thick boy. You Ooh, know what I'm saying? So anyway, me and him went on, we ended up going out. We had an awesome time, went to the movies, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it is about a man when they put their arm around my neck. Mm. Not choke me. Please don't choke me. I want to live. Okay, I want to live. But they put their arm around my neck. It just made me feel secure. You know what I'm saying? They can take care of me. And that's how he was holding me. And we were just vibing. You know, really, really, we were just having a good time. But I have something called woman's intuition. I'm pretty sure most of y'all have it too. But God especially has given me a something that I'm able to read through people. Mm-hmm. And I can actually see if they have a mask on, I can see under the mask. And I don't know why I'm blessed like this. I really don't, but I always be right. I'm never wrong when I feel a certain type of way.
Right. About person. It's like your sixth
sense. Yeah. So the vibe was off. And I was seeing things in him that he wasn't seeing himself. Mm. I saw that he was a dog at the first, you know, hangout. Even though he was pretending to be this person, he really wasn't. Okay, fast forward. So he, you know, I basically called him out on this. Bitch gonna tell me it's 11:30 at night. Okay?
You gotta get closer.
I'm on the phone with my cousin who in jail. He talking about everything. You mean tell me they let niggas in jail in Georgia be on the phone after 11:30 at night? Alright. I said, okay. Well, hit me up later. He never hit me up. And then the pattern started of him every time like 10 o'clock hit. Mm-hmm. That's when he'll have to get off the phone. But usually he stay on the phone at 1 through 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So all those little things, that's what I look for. So if you start doing shit like that, I'm gonna be like, oh, you talk to somebody else, and I'm gonna dismiss my damn self, which was what I did. So I stopped talking to him or whatever. And we're really not stopped talking to him. I think it was the last text message he sent me, he gonna hit me up in a minute. He never hit me up. So I was like, okay, I get it. Whatever. So fast forward, like 2 weeks ago. I'm at the mall with my family, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? We chilling like a villain. And I see this thick old, tall, dark-skinned man walking with some lady with a flat booty, right?
It's that flat booty.
She had a flat booty.
Pancake.
Yeah, honey. Damn. You know, that's disappointing when you black and you got a flat ass.
I know, good isn't Lord. It? Like, ooh, damn. I know that hurts, girl.
I miss you. Because, bro, I'm sorry.
Give you some injection,
I'm sorry, like, man. Yeah, so he started turning his head, looking up in the damn ceiling. Ain't shit in the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? She noticing what he doing, so she looking at me like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what's going on? Now, I'm the type, I'm non-confrontational. I don't like drama. So I'm not about to walk up to him and say, what's up? We just gonna call him D, because I was about to call his name. What's up, D? How you doing?
Right.
I just looked and laughed, because I thought it was hilarious that you would go to the length of lying. But that ain't even it.
I was
looking good that day, right? So 2 days after that happened, he hit me up. How you doing?
They always want to come after they see you out in public.
Right.
And they want to text. They wait a good 48 hours before they reply and text
I said, how you doing? I said, how you and your girl? He said, what you mean? I said, I saw you and your girlfriend at the mall. What mall? So I tell him, he said, oh, I don't even live over there. Why would I go down there? Bitch, I saw you, bitch. I saw you. Y'all, he was lying so well that I started to believe that I wasn't even at the damn mall. That's how, I'm like, why the fuck is, I didn't ask for that lie, bro. Like, I saw you. You could have said, oh, yeah, I was chilling with my girl, or that was a date. But y'all niggas was shopping and holding hands. Y'all was in a relationship. And she saw you looking in that damn ceiling and went shit up there, bitch. I saw you. Like, oh, my God. He just kept lying, said it wasn't him.
Girl, that's what they do. They can lie, but they can't lie no more.
Oh, my God.
They were lying.
Oh, my God. So, y'all, that was my little story for the day. And we're about to actually end this segment. Yes. Or have you healed?
So, have you guys healed from our stories, from what we have told you? And if you haven't, continue to listen, because maybe you will start to hear from within. So make sure you guys check us out on Indatable Chicks. That's with a Z on our Facebook page. Again, this is Liz, and my IG page is Kitty Y'all, and my girl right here to my left.
Anna, stop at 25. You know what I'm saying? I just got a little recent clout, y'all, because I posted a picture in my bikini. And people was liking it or whatever. Woo. I was looking sexy.
Anna fine, y'all. She be playing to the love. Like,
and look, I'm still single. I'm still single, bro. That shit crazy.
It's cool because we're going to find our prince.
Girl, I'm going to be like, in the cold. I'm just going to get me an old ass man with a, in a wheelchair and
well, live my best life.
All right, you guys. So we're going to end this. Thank you for tuning in to
I'm Dating About Chicks.
Bye.
Have a good night.